or other terrors of the world, weren't as lucky as their master. Ochiba took the garrison completely off guard. He and his men must have had trouble hearing their parents when they were growing up. They never got a grasp on the concepts of mercy on non-combatants, which I really didn't get a good look at till much later, after I got out of that slaughterhouse, after the casualties started coming in to the tunnel head for evacuation if the chance came, after Lady stopped sending men in because she thought that would be a waste, after I got me back out of there in one uncarved piece, dragging one end of a wounded Taglian while Taide pushed the other, with the Taglian complaining all the way and the tunnel about a mile longer going out than it had been coming in. After coming up into free air, only to find Willow Swan and Blade there, wondering aloud why I wasn't back inside collecting Long Shadow's ears.
Didn't want to steal your chance to count coup. Sindawi's got you all set up. All you guys gotta do is pick up a couple of sharp knives and slide on in there. You can collect Howler's scalp while you're at it. You'll find them waiting for you together, I think, up by the Shadow Master's tower.
You ready? Blade asked Swan. I got my knife. Blade had a grin on.
He was perfectly willing to give Swan just as much crap as he gave me.
Lady came striding toward us. She was decked out in the complete Lifetaker armor. Threads of red fire slithered over its black, hideous surface faster than the eye could follow. Taglians thought the Lifetaker image matched one of Kina's destroyer avatars. Despite what had been done to her and her daughter, plenty of people still thought she was a creature of the Dark Goddess. Sometimes those people included me. There was a connection for sure. She wouldn't discuss it. But I didn't tell her about me and Smoke, so we were even.
Any success to report?
Her voice was a bass boom rolling down a long, cold tunnel.
Anything at all? Lots of dead people. Both sides. A lot of them aren't people we especially wanted dead, but I'd say they've only got one way left to hang on to the place. Which is?
Loose the shadows. I sort of croaked it out. I didn't want to be a fortune teller, but that was a future that did not require a lot of divination. Unless these two get to Long Shadow first. I indicated Swan and Blade. Lady wasn't in a mood for banter. She never was. The woman had about as much humor in her as my mother-in-law. She did enjoy a good impaling, though. She did the thing that created the cyclone of light blades and turned it loose among the taller towers. It drifted around on its own, doing plenty of damage and keeping Long Shadow and Howler too busy to finish off her troops. Chapter 58.
That's the second time, the old man growled. I thought I got through to you after the adventure in Kialune.
He was pissed off because I'd gone inside Overlook.
You take Smoke down there and find out what the Shadow Master and Howler are doing.
When Taide and I had gotten back, we'd found Croaker already barking and snarling at a gang of couriers. Obviously, he thought Lady had started something the rest of us were going to regret. I got the feeling Soulcatcher clued in late and was about as thrilled as the captain. Crows appeared everywhere. They were unpleasant, even for Catcher's agents. They swooped around, shooting crow shit everywhere.
When you're done checking on Long Shadow and Howler, I want you to start identifying the whereabouts of every man of ours.
Ours?
The company. Old crew.